Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure to introduce business correspondent Simon English from the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about Pearson's, a profit warning, a couple of bullet points. Main gist, the unprecedented change failed to make the grade as shares fall 25% after the firm cuts forecast, withdrew its profits goal in 2018. As we know, it's the former owner of the FT. What on earth's going on there?
It's nothing good. It is, as profit warnings go, this is pretty spectacular, I would say. And one begins to wonder whether they've kept the market as informed as they should. In America, where it's now their biggest business, lots of other publishing houses have said recently, and education companies have said, we're struggling, there's a profit warning. Pearson said nothing until today, when they've suddenly admitted that trading for the last 3 months has been appalling. I don't know why they didn't say this sooner, and I think questions will be asked about why they didn't.
Right. So this is John Fallon, the CEO. Has he got a good track record?
Well, no. He's one of those guys who seems to have risen without trace. No one can really understand why he's a chief executive. And the question today being asked is, how much longer is he going to be chief exec? The profit warning is one thing. He's also said he's going to have to cut the dividend. He hasn't said by how much. So the expectation is, or the thought is, that he might have to get rid of it altogether. One of the reasons you hold Pearson shares is because for the last 25 years, they've put the divvy up every year. They're supposed to be one of those reliable companies.
Blue that chip,
always
in the portfolio.
Always paying income. If you're the chief executive who makes a hash of that, I think you're in trouble.
You're in the doghouse. I see the headline was resetting the 2017 dividend.
Yes.
Now, the FT, obviously, that's a paper that I would buy and still do and thoroughly enjoy. Okay. Does this look as if this was a bad trade, getting rid of the FT?
Well, it's ironic, actually, isn't it? At the moment, Pearson would be a stronger company if it still had the old-fashioned newspaper company that he didn't think was had much of a future. So you'd argue, really, he sold the wrong bit. I wonder what the FT is going to make of this in the paper.
Well, what
tomorrow.
Are the FT hacks going to make of this?
Well, on the one hand, they're desperate to kick Pearson. For years, they couldn't write about it properly because they owned it.
Yep.
Suddenly, they've got this opportunity to stick the boot in, which they love to take. The issue for many FT hacks is, of course, that they all hold Pearson shares that they don't want to see go down any further.
Right. Okay, so they might be, dare I say, spreading some Pearson bid rumours.
Well,
just a thought.
Yeah.
Cynical old moose. Simon, as always, thank you very much for your time.